From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The Taliban formally confirms the death of Mullah Omar. An Islamist movement statement Thursday said Omar died of illness, but gave no details of when or where, saying only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The Taliban says Omar did not leave Afghanistan at any time since U.S.-backed forces overthrew the group in 2001, despite the Afghan assertion he died in a hospital in Pakistan. Taliban leaders in the city of Quetta have chosen a successor, Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansur, who had been Omar's deputy. Pakistan says the next round of Afghan peace talks have been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Investigators in Toulouse, France, will start examining a piece of plane debris found on Reunion Island to determine if the numbers found on the object correspond to the Malaysian airline jet that mysteriously vanished in March of last year. The 2-meter-long fragment, a wing component called a flaperon, was found Wednesday on a beach on Reunion Island, east of Madagascar and more than 3,500 kilometers from where the Boeing 777 was last tracked. French aviation expert Xavier Teitelman examined photos of the part and tells VOA he's confident belongs to the plane.
We only found one match. It was with the flaperon of the Boeing 777. It was not only the shape that matched, but also the holes for the connection in it.
The Malaysia Airlines flight, which is carrying 239 people, took off from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on March 8th of 2014 on its way to Beijing. It vanished from radar more than an hour later, somewhere over the South China Sea. This is VOA News. Nigeria's army says it rescued 59 women, children, and old men being held hostage by Boko Haram Islamic militants. Army officials say soldiers raided Boko Haram hideouts near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. The officials say many of the terrorists were killed and a number of weapons and vehicles seized. The United States added 26 new names to its list of persons and entities targeted for sanctions over Russia's actions in Ukraine. The U.S. Treasury Department listed 13 individuals and entities linked to serious and sustained evasion of existing sanctions by Gennady Timchenko and Boris Rotenberg, longtime close associates of President Vladimir Putin, and by the Kalashnikov Concern, maker of the Kalashnikov assault rifle. All three are already on the sanctions list. Turkey's declared that its Incirlik air base is open to U.S. jets to attack the Islamic State militant group. The base, which is located close to the Syrian border, is seen as crucial by the U.S. in its battle against jihadists. Dorian Jones reports.
Ankara's decision to open the Incirlik air base to U.S. jets was reportedly discussed.
Elena, There's no tastier recipe around the African music mix on the VOA.
In-depth news, analysis, and information, visit our website, voaafrica.com. That's voaafrica.com. We're always there for you.
bringing you near what you long to hear. The Africa Music Mix on The Voice of America.
You're listening to the African Music Mix right here on The Voice of America. Smile to your face, doesn't it?
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Food for thought and good for your feet. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Nizina chala, nizina chala, mwanalume, nizina chala. mta saka mala tientu ilili zianta zitu zanji tu chine zanji tu imbili aha tiani chinani chitani
Travel from Cape Town to Cairo, Dakar to Djibouti, and all points in between on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Yolo fulu kila mwitanda Ala beni jimbia yolo fulu kila mwitanda Ala niponda nyahyoka yene yolo sungo kitaji Ala beni ponda yene yolo sungo kitaji Lwanyalwa tu shinshi shiburi so wenji Lwanyalwa tu shinshi shiburi so wenji Ala niponda yene yolo sungo kitaji Olo sumbiso shishila ene yolo bango di bomba Olo sumbiso shishila ene yolo bango di bomba
Banyanwa tu chichi chiburi so wini Ala niponga jene yolo sumo kitari Olo sumbiso shishila ene olo bango de kumba Olo sumbiso shishila ene olo bango de kumba Yabe,
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 yabe
Ayele nushikito lo bango wishi kwa shipashi Ayele nushikito lo bango wishi kwa shipashi Olo zunga niluanya niki pangu kya yebe Olo zunga niluanya niki pangu kya yebe Olo kwenda mushila mushinjila wolo nikola Olo kwenda mushila mushinjila wolo nikola
Areyo areyo, areyo 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 areyo, tafayi prakosho Areyo areyo, areyo areyo
Abutila wanga yene yolo kosalubisa Abutila wanga yene yolo kosalubisa Olo kwenda mugishinda muku bongo yima ya buwe Olo kwenda mugishinda muku bongo yima ya buwe
Areyo areyo, areyo 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 areyo, tafayi brabosho Areyo areyo, areyo 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 areyo, tafayi brabosho Areyo areyo, areyo 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 areyo, tafayi brabosho
Dagoni hae Asienshi namna venza Mauri mahoko watu wa zamani Bila tashawushi sashibarani Bare mbogo na pili pili Kashikazi ahimi arenge upanga ande mindu ni malavu ni weke wa he alime asubuhi wakashikazi ahimi arenge shungu tambu na mashaka za heza kulasu azidala Mwashiteku walona yo iwatushu Na wawasieshi furahani Mwashiteku walona yo iwatushu Na wawasieshi mahabani
From Niger to Bongo, the African music mix.
Yawoto. basi la ya mdata. Ah, balake.
Balake.
Ah.
Miss an hour, you miss a lot. The African Music Mix on the VOA.
Sabar, we.
Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The death of Mullah Omar officially confirmed. The Islamist movement formally announced Thursday that Mullah Omar died of illness, but gave no details of when or where, saying only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The announcement sheds no new light on whether a statement Wednesday from the Afghan government is correct in saying Omar died 2 years ago. Pakistan said Thursday the next round of Afghan peace talks had been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Qazi Khalilullah is the Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman.
As you know, that on 7th of July, the talks actually took place here. And what we are saying is that we are going to facilitate the second round as well.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Khalilullah.